Look, I hit the record button right at the beginning.
It's way better than the first one.
Welcome to episode 2 of Think Flames podcast, Ideas on Fire. I am Cassandra Patrick, and with me I have...
Jonathan Perea.
Today we're going to sort of hit two different avenues, one being time management, which is key for any business of any size, and a couple of tool recommendations that we use on a day-to-day basis and we always recommend to our clients that will help you streamline getting your content out on social media as well as on your website.
That's right. Okay. So, Cass, You just mentioned tools. Talk to me about your tools.
Not gardening tools. So, as everybody knows, images and video are a great way to get your information out on both your social media and your website. And both of those items can actually cost a lot of money to have made. One of the tools that we use to create images, whether it's an infographic, social media post for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, is something called Snappa. And Snappa is really like a great platform for it because they not only have the templates built in for you with the different sizes that you need for every single one of your social platforms, the feature image on your website. For the writers out there, you can even create your ebook cover with it. It comes with a sizing laid out for you, as well as templates and imagery that you can either utilize right away or create your own. It's a fun, interactive way to get used to how you want to build your brand if you're just getting started, or how you want to integrate some colors from your brand. And like any tool, there is actually a free level of it. And I believe you get like 10 downloads from that. I personally like it. It's really easy to use. I was actually using it last night, creating some videos for some tutorial videos for some new clients. And I think I managed to use all 10 downloads in the space of about an hour. Nice. So it's nice because... So look at Instagram. Instagram, the shape of the photo that works is a square. Yeah. But on Facebook, it's a rectangle to maximize the space. Mm-hmm. So instead of fighting and trying to crop, you can have similar imagery on both of those platforms, but actually maximizing the space and not cutting anything off.
Yep. No, and also one thing I'm hearing is with this tool that you're using, not only does it make your life easier to actually get your pictures or whatever you're trying to do uploaded and put correctly, but it helps your overall face. And, you know, they say it all the time, a picture's worth 1,000 words instead of having, you know, something that you have to, like you said, crop or image and it comes out all blurry and then you got to figure it out or retake a picture to fit. This tool saves you time, saves you, stress, and it gives you exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah. And because it has some built templates that you can kind of use as a starting point, That's great for somebody who either is just getting started or looking for a new idea or wants to create a series, right? You have a series of quotes that tie into one another. You can have the same design with different colors. And so everybody understands that that's part of the same stream of thought when it comes to a social post.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and you can also create your own templates. So instead of having to recreate the wheel every single time, you create your template, you add in a new quote, say you're, again, for Instagram or Facebook, or your Facebook cover.
Or your website.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe want a facelift on your website and just change it up, change the templates, the lookout. And, this is something that, again, when you have long-term or short-term clients or potential clients trafficking going to your website, if they're looking at the same thing over and over again, they might, you know, they might start losing trust. They might not believe in it. They might be like, you know, what's new? What's going on? Is there anything going on? And then you give them, you know, you change it up, the facelift that tells your potential clients, any traffic going there, like, hey, like, we're here. We're trying to be the best, not only for us, but for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, in the world of image creation, one size does not fit all.
Absolutely not. And it shouldn't. Yeah. Uniqueness is better, in my opinion.
Uniqueness is better. And you can still pull in your branding, right? You can still use your colors, things like that. But having slight differences or slight variations of something across those different platforms, yes, it's still your brand, but you're not just plugging in the exact same thing time and time again.
No, and you also got to throw into the picture your competitors. Your competitors might be using the same template over and over again. I mean, let's take realtors for an example. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of realtors out there. Everyone knows this. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have the same look about themselves. A lot of them have the same templates. But what sets some of these realtors apart is the fact that they create unique templates, unique branding, and they make it work for themselves to reflect mm-hmm. who they are. And it builds that comfortability for people to actually come in to their website and actually start a conversation, because that's what you want. You mm-hmm. want that essential conversation.
No, I completely agree. No. Which actually ties into video. So using realtors again.
Yep.
That's a direct sale. Right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to buy a house from somebody, you or have someone go along that journey with you, you need to instill some trust with them. And sadly, at some point, we as humans need to sleep. You can't go 24/7.
No, you cannot.
And so if you have a website and you have videos where it could be a testimonial video, or it could be an introductory video of you and your team, mm-hmm. or even a series of images with some information on how to get ready for the sale of your first home, or questions to ask a realtor. Having a video with that sort of information mm-hmm. starts to build that trust immediately, because if someone, say, is working shift work and can only be online between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m., it's usually when most people are sleeping,
yep.
they're able to already start seeing who you are and building that relationship with you before you have a chance to meet them face to face. Now, I know, most people are probably going, but Cassandra, video's expensive. Well, there is a tool called InVideo where you can create some basic informative videos, such as the ones where it's, you know, a question is asked and then say two sentences pop up with an answer to it. And, you know, top five questions to ask a realtor. Things like that. It put music to it. It creates a flow, allows people to do a bit of research right ahead of actually speaking to you. And you don't have to be awake while they are doing it. You can be doing other aspects of your business and other aspects of sales, and the video is working for you. I created a video for one of our niche sites. It's all about Yorkshire Terriers. Yep. It's about 40 seconds long. Mm-hmm. It's a series of images with little bits of information. Took about half an hour to create because it was my first kick at the can. Obviously, yep. as you do things more often, you get faster at them. But what's great about that sort of video is, yeah, it got posted on the website, but it also got posted to a YouTube channel for the Yorkie Times, which then also is another touch point that people can go and find you at.
Yeah, expanding horizons.
Exactly. So it gets posted to YouTube. That's building your YouTube channel. It gets posted to your website either as a blog or just a video that in a section. And it's multiple touch points for Google and just people in general to be able to find you when they're searching online.
Another cool thing is, like, let's say if we're going to, let's just jump back to realtors since we're already on that. Mm-hmm. Buying a house, selling a house, all this stuff, it's not just about the realtor. I mean, there's you know, mortgage brokers that are involved. Mm-hmm. You know, there's home inspectors, maybe insurances, all that stuff that, you know, there's a lot. Basically, what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of businesses involved. Mm-hmm. And if you have that solid template, you have those solid videos, and then it connects to, let's say, a home inspector that has that another solid template, another solid video showing you why him, why our team, why this, you know, or, you know, why her, whatever the case may be, like that brings confidence to the person that is looking mm-hmm. at your stuff, and that makes them want to reach out and be like, okay, you guys seem to have not only everybody like lined up ready to fire for this process, but you guys are showing us unique organic content, and mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's very powerful. That goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. And it also helps your SEO because you're linking to other people's websites.
That is very true.
Good call on that one. So, just sticking along with video for a bit. When it comes to blogging, people yep. can get overwhelmed because Google is looking for the most part, a minimum of 700 words, preferably 1,000. And mm-hmm. sometimes that feels like a lot. So what I like to tell clients is, can you speak on a topic, say spring market as a realtor?
Okay.
Why should I list my house in the spring? Can you talk about that for 2.5 minutes as a realtor? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know, been in the business for a while. Or even new, doesn't matter. You speak for 2.5 minutes on a subject, you have a blog right there. So you have someone record you as you're speaking, you have a video that you can post, and you have the blog, which you need to get transcribed because Google sadly cannot read video.
Yeah.
It has to be a written word. And there are actually a number of websites that do transcriptions of blogs, podcasts, whatever you need done, voice recordings, anything that you do for your business, they can actually transcribe it. The one that we use when we get longer videos, because it does actually take a while to transcribe, is something called Go Transcripts. And they do a really great job. I have not had any issue with their turnaround time or anything like that. And it allows you, again, to save your time and focus on something else. Because if you can take a sales call instead of sitting there for an hour and transcribing your video, personally, I think from a business standpoint, your sales call is more important.
Absolutely. Another thing about, if we're going to do the blog, mm-hmm. talk about blogs a little bit, you know, you could cover one key part of your business or what you're trying to accomplish in one blog, and then you could do it in a different one, and then you could do it in another one. But it's not going to connect, right? It's not going to be like someone's going to go, oh, this one was step one, this one was step two, this one was step three. Mm-hmm. But what a video could do is it could kind of put a little baby intro together mm-hmm. to kind of lead the person to the directions of the step one, step two, step three, because not everybody might not need step one, but they might need step two.
Absolutely.
Or vice versa. So a video, even if it's something as simple as an intro to a blog or to whatever you're trying to accomplish, is a very powerful movement towards what your goals are.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of blogging. I think yep. it's an incredibly vital part because it works for you while you're not working. I met with a client this morning. We were talking about how one blog can feed into probably about 5 different social posts before he starts reusing the information. And he kind of looked at me like I had like 3 heads, but that's okay. People do that all the time.
That's good. That's, you know, that's good. That's true. And that's good because, you know, part of these podcasts is we want people to feel overwhelmed with these things that we're throwing out at them. Yeah, we want them to be like, no way, that's not true. Because in all reality, we want people to try this. We want people to see the power of digital marketing and just the power of the tools and, you know, the simplicity of giving this reach out a little bit. And you know, that's the goal. That's the information is to kind of stump whoever's listening and be like, okay, let's throw out something crazy. Let's throw them a curveball so they could actually see it and be like, you know what? Let's see if we could play with that a little bit.
Or, hey, you want to try this out and prove us wrong? Please reach out. Let us know. you found that loophole in the system.
We want to know it too.
Of course. But then we might, you know, tell you that it's a myth. And
I mean, the truth is, even though there might be a loophole, we don't want that. We want the best of the best. We don't want to find something.
The hacks or the loopholes might be appealing because they're quote unquote faster, but
they're not done right.
They're not done right. You get your hand slapped in the end. Or if someone tells you there's a loophole and they have a magical program that does it.
It's probably not true.
It's probably not true. And they just want to take your money.
Yes. So. Sorry to interrupt you. So continue. Oh,
that's totally cool.
Continue.
So I was telling him, he gave us a couple of blogs that were incredibly long. So we posted them for him and I showed him 5 different lines that he can use. And he is a home inspector actually. Nice. And he's just getting started. He just launched his business. And I said, people respond really well to posts on social media that are tips or like, did you know? What I learned through all of this is that there's not just home inspections when you're buying or selling a home. There's like 8 different other ones that you can do. Okay. If you're going to do a renovation, get a home inspection done. Like there's all sorts of things. And so I said, you know, talk about things like that, put questions out there. And one good blog post, one good piece of content will service you for a really long time. And that's why I'm a big fan of blogging. And if you're either using a scheduler like Buffer because you want to post to Facebook and to Twitter and to Pinterest and all of these other places, Buffer is a really great one to use. At their basic level, you can schedule out 10 posts. If you get a business level, you can schedule at least a month's worth of content. So you sit down for 4 hours once a month and schedule out a month's worth of content. You know that you're reaching to your audience on a regular basis and you should check into your social media on a daily basis for engagement and answering questions.
Absolutely.
But you know that you don't have to log in every single day. If all of a sudden you get slammed with client meetings, you know that your time, that 4 hours is going to serve you over the next month.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. This is the key that we want to drive in today's podcast episode. We want to tell you that you're saving time. Mm-hmm. Like saving your time, that is, I mean, all these tools, all these strategies that we have been talking about for the past about 20 minutes now, these all save you tremendous time, and that's the formula to success. You got to put because time is the only thing that we cannot get back. Mm-hmm. So you got to kind of put it together like, hey, where's my time being met at the best point of my day? And if you're telling me that I could put out a month's worth of content within 4 hours, Mm-hmm. That's saving you. I mean, I'm not going to do the math, but that's saving you a lot of time. And yes, you do have to engage. And yes, you do have to check up on it and make sure everything is looking good and all that stuff. But it's not, but putting it out there already and saving that much time lets you, hey, if something's, if there's an emergency mm-hmm. or, you know, hell, you got blessed with a bunch of new clients coming in, a bunch of work coming in. And you could put that in the back of your mind because you already know it's taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the main, like, that's a victory in itself right there.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend of mine. Her main platform is Instagram. And she said, well, you know, a lot of the times it's like in that moment, how I'm feeling, and that's what I want to share to my community. And I said, absolutely. But you should still have some, I don't want to call it canned, but almost like pre-written things where life happens and you have a crazy day. You mm-hmm. having something that you know that speaks to your audience and is informative and you can just put up will save you time on a day-to-day basis. And at this point, even Instagram, you can schedule out a month's worth of content. That's not how the platform originally started, but with stories on Instagram, that's what people are sharing a lot of yeah. stuff. The actual posts to Instagram are a lot more curated now.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, I get that there's always going to be those people that, you know, they want to share stuff in the moment. That is, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But again, there's nothing wrong with putting too much of yourself out there mm-hmm. in using these tools and using, you know, the social media. Like you might have everything scheduled out for this month, but if you got something, you know, that just came about you, a big sale mm-hmm. or a new listing, if you're a realtor, something, whatever, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever's going on and you want your community to know, then you could do that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's some people that depend on you to, you know, make their day. And I know that sounds crazy, but there are people that live on social media that want to be updated as much as possible.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's just the way it is too. Nothing wrong with that. And it's there, you know, it's up, you know, you just got to grab it and run with it.
The thing with social media, I love social media. It's yep. a great tool. It can be very disruptive, especially when you get the notifications all the time that somebody commented or you have yep. a new bike or
absolutely.
You got tagged in something. And so one thing I would suggest just to help keep your focus on tasks at hand, because I totally admit I have those moments where someone puts something in front of me and I get diverted for like 2 hours.
You get distracted.
Absolutely. Ooh, look, something shiny.
Yeah.
But I will now put my phone on do not disturb for say a 2 hour period and even close my emails. If someone really needs to get a hold of me, there are other ways to find me.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, someone else in the house who's going to come and interrupt me. But especially if I'm writing. If I'm writing, I need to close everything out.
Absolutely.
And focus yeah. on the task at hand. And then it's done in half the time. And like you said, we can't get time back. And it kind of just dribbles through our hands some days. Like you'll look up and be like, I don't understand how I didn't get a fraction of what I needed done.
Mm-hmm.
Done today. And yeah. I've been here for like 8 hours. And then other days you just like cut right through it. It's great.
Yep, it happens.
I kind of want to talk about newsletters. Do you want to talk about newsletters?
I mean, I'm always down to talk about newsletters. So
we're so exciting.
I'm always happy to talk about newsletters.
So
tell me what a newsletter is first.
So a newsletter, some people will view a newsletter as, you know, yet another email that they get.
Yep.
I view a newsletter as another way to reach out to your contacts, whether they're new, old, haven't heard from you in 6 months, like ours did last week, just to admit it, just saying. And a newsletter, most people think it's super complicated and there's tons of information that have to go into it, but it doesn't have to.
Okay.
A newsletter can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. So last week we did a back to school special.
Okay.
For our clients with regards to Google reviews. If anybody would like some information, please contact us.
There you go.
And all it was it was information about the special, a little bit of background on what we're actually doing, a price point. Thank you very much. That's it. That is technically also called a newsletter or an e-blast. And the reason it's important, and the reason I will tell, well, both of us will tell any of our clients that you need to capture their information, is so that you have another avenue to drive sales.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we use ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is fantastic. They have absolutely amazing customer service. I have met a couple of the account managers there. And what I like about ActiveCampaign is it can start very simple, where it's just you're sending out some information to your client list, which you can manage all there. It's easy to upload if you have, say you're just getting started, you have an Excel sheet, it's really easy to upload it. They have templates that you can play with in order to create what you want your newsletter to look like.
Yep.
And then it's just there sitting for you. You enter in new information, add all the appropriate social links because you also want to grow your social media. Then you can just send it out. And because it's through something like ActiveCampaign, it is also compliant with CASEL in Canada and can... I can't remember what the American one is, the anti-legislation. Terrible.
Basically, now it could also be tracked as well. So with that, when things are being tracked, that shows you what type of traction it's getting. When you, like, if it's a waste of your time or you got to change something up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every successful business that I know is always changing something up, and they want to let their people know about it. This is a very easy way to do it. Newsletters.
Canned spam. Oh, sorry, I had to find it.
You're fine. But yeah, basically, this podcast was great because it was tools, mm-hmm. plus saving your time, saving your hassle, mm-hmm. getting it done right the first time. You know, you don't want to go in there, spend 17 hours on something that should have taken you 2 hours and then Absolutely. Be frustrated at the end. It's all messed up. These tools mm-hmm. are there to help you. They're there to make your life easier. And the most important thing is they're there to save your time.
And we've used all of them. We've tried all of them. These are the ones that we think will service you best. And if you have questions or it's just not working for you, we are here for you.
Exactly. We want to be as informative as possible. We want to be as helpful as we can, but sometimes it's just better to and easier for you to give us a call. And we want those calls. We want mm-hmm. those emails. We want those questions because we might just do a podcast on those.
Yeah, we're here to service you. So please reach out. Maybe we'll even give you a shout out on the podcast.
I would like to.